Brian and Shay, how are you?
Great. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
This is like so exciting. The very first time that I knew who Tisha Campbell was, and I'm getting ready to date myself with this, was a little show that came on NBC called Rags to Riches, Child.
Oh, that was you. That was you. I watched that. That was you.
I was the only one?
Pretty much.
Oh, dang. I remember that show like it was yesterday. And then to see your career progress, how it has, you're one of the most working black actresses out there.
I'm trying, child. I am trying.
You're on a brand new ABC series called Dr. Ken. Tell us how you got involved with that show.
You know what? I went in for the meeting with Ken Jeong, and I swear to you, as soon as I shook his hand, the number 8, God told me, the number 8 popped in my head, and wow. I was like, oh, this is going for 8 years. And he keeps saying, stop saying that, because he thinks I'm jinxing him. I was like, no, we're going to be okay.
He doesn't know that, honey, you have longevity in that sitcom role. When you're on the show goes for years and years and years.
He's teasing me like I'm some kind of good luck charm or something.
You are.
But I'm like, they make me laugh when they say that, but... You know, I'm on a cast. I'm with a cast of amazing, talented, funny, humble people. It is a pleasure to go to work every day.
All the years that we've watched you on sitcoms like Martin and My Wife and Kids, you're like the perfect wife in every show. Would your husband, Dwayne Martin, say that you are the perfect wife?
My husband would say that, yes. Out loud, but I don't know if he really believes it. I'm sure everybody is a little bit of a headache to one of their spouses. I don't know. But I love being married to that man of 25 years.
Long time.
I do have a single that's going to be coming out really soon.
Really?
And my first single, Still Here, is available on iTunes. You can see it on Vevo, see the video. And it was another deep moment, but the video was about how I received a 5-page apology letter from the person who raped me when I was 3 years old. And the video is actually about forgiveness and the power of forgiveness. I was so appreciative of this letter because most people don't even get acknowledged. So,
did you remember this act at 3 years old?
Yes. And you can go and see the letter is written on my body, and you'll see me in a long black, you know, dress and people coming out of the dress, and that represents, you know, any type of grudge that I'm regurgitating, any type of anger, any negative emotions. That's what the dancers represent, and me fighting myself in the mirror and my own demons. And the actual song itself, Still Here, is a powerful song that I wrote about. It really wasn't about that, per se. It was just about overcoming anything in your life and overcoming the what people might look at as pitfalls or hurdles.
I bet you won't sing a little bit of it.
I bet you I will. I'm still here, up and down like a roller coaster. I've seen them come and go, and I've been rich and poor, man. That's it. That's all I got.
Thank you.
It's early in the morning.
That's good.
It's all good, girl. I mean, your artistry, your spirit is just leaping out of the phone right now. And this
Thank
is why
you.
We've loved you so much over the years and all the roles. We were just sitting here talking amongst ourselves about the different things that we enjoyed about you. Somebody yelled out Different World when you played Josie. And you weren't even a regular cast member, but they remembered your character's name, the episode that it was.
Thank you. That was a big one. That was a really, really big episode for the Different World cast, and I was really lucky to be able to work with Debbie Allen.
With the whole Bill Cosby thing, what do you feel about that, with his artistry now being called into question?
I don't know. I think people have to really look at themselves when they, you know, a lot of times we, meaning people in the business, are sensationalized and put up on a pedestal. And I think one has to just look at the individuals, and somebody has to really look at whether there's proof or not You know, once they go through this court thing, you'll be able to see whether it is or whether it isn't. But all I can say is people should be a little bit more open to whatever the outcome is. I was having a conversation with this person, and he said someone's always trying to bring the black man down and all this other stuff. And I was like, well, think about this. When these boys were raped by priests in the Catholic Church when they were younger, and they waited until they were much older, 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, to say something, no one ever questioned them. Was it because they're women in this case that they're being questioned, or whether because they are in the business that they're being questioned? I don't know. We have to all really examine those things for ourselves and really just be open to whatever it is. I can't really say whether he did or didn't at this point. I just know that I'm waiting to see what the outcome is.
Thank you so very much, Tisha Campbell. Still here, available on iTunes, Dr. Ken
just
on
Stay is
ABC.
Going to be coming in a couple of weeks, y'all. My second single, Just Stay, is coming in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much for everything that you've done over the years. We absolutely love you.
Sis, thank you so much. This is a great interview. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate
you. Barbara Walters, me, though.
Love and blessings to you and your family.
Blessings to you as well, my love.
Thank you.
I think it's a responsibility of the artist, because we communicate, that's a communication. We can make, you know, like Shakespeare or the Harlem Renaissance, we can make change. And you have to, you know, take that seriously. And so I think that's where it came from, is wanting to help somebody.
Wow.
And every time somebody comes to me and says, you made me laugh, or there was this incident where I was at this Coffee Bean, guy was in front of me, and I was talking to myself, because I was like, oh, I'm going to get me some tea. And he turned around and he says, I'm going to buy your tea. And I said, oh, no, that's okay. No. And he says, no, I was in prison. I changed my whole life around. I own two condos down the street, me and my wife. And you made the time go by. You made me laugh. You make so many people laugh. And I just want to buy your tea to thank you. And I literally bursted into tears. And it's moments like that that make me understand that that's why I do what I do. This is not just to make money or just to make people laugh. It really is to change lives. And those are those moments that I live for.
Just recently.
Did I go too deep?
No, this is wonderful. I mean, people always want to be attached to this sort of business, and they want to be known and they want to be famous and to be able to get to a deeper level.
That's the worst reason to go into this. Like, people want to that fame monster is crazy, because I've been doing this for 40 years now, and anybody who came into it wanting to be famous or wanting some money or wanting to get back at somebody who did them wrong, you know, they always fell. They always fell. But when they had the right intentions of really understanding what an artist's job is to communicate, that's why if somebody sees me on the street, y'all, like, I will do my best to speak to them, because if I'm communicating to them through my art form, that means I said hi first.
Right.
Correct?
This
so
is
if
true.
Somebody's coming to me and saying, hey, can I have your autograph or can I take a picture, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to do it. Unless it's in the bathroom. Please don't put nothing under the stall. That's nasty.
Mm.
That's real nasty. I'll probably say no in that, because I'd like to wash my hands, please. But that's nasty. But other than that, you know, unless my kids are not, I can't pay attention to my children, I'm going to oblige, because I do understand that I said hi first with my work.